This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Jeremiah chapter 9, it is better to light one candle than to curse the darkness of the world around us. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A lot of people look around today and feel like Jeremiah did nearly 3,000 years ago. As he watched the moral and spiritual decline of his country, Jeremiah wondered if anything could be done to heal the sin of his people. Could anything prevent the judgment of God? Had the darkness become so great that it could not be overcome? Could the condition of the people be set right? The answer for Jeremiah was yes, and that's the answer for us today. Yes, something can be done if we're willing to let it begin in and through us. Every year, a few weeks before Christmas, we have a service of candlelighting in our church. As we begin, the entire sanctuary is dark except for one candle in the very front. A few people light their candles from that one, and then the light is passed from one person to another throughout the church. Eventually, the entire sanctuary is lighted by the collective light of hundreds of candles held by the individuals who are there. It's a slow process, but a very effective one. To me, it's a beautiful picture of God's plan for conquering the darkness of the world in which we live. I've heard it said that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. One of the most deadly attitudes among Christians today is the feeling of many people who say to themselves, "I don't really count. I don't matter." But the very fact that God has saved you shows that you do count and that He has a plan to use you to influence others for Him. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24, we read, "This is what the Lord says, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, nor the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord." You see, that's where we get the light for our candle, from knowing the Lord himself. And the greatest thing we can do for our world is to share that light with others, one at a time. There is no reason for any Christian to suffer from a spiritual inferiority complex. So don't be discouraged or frustrated by the darkness of the world around you. Thank God that He has given you the light and pass it on. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the greatest potential for devastation in the world today, from Jeremiah chapters 11 through 15, on Daily Discipleship.